maximum downstream transfer speeds of Cox high-speed internet service at a 28K dial-up modem. Actual speeds vary. Service may not be available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And that's B-Y-T-E, what you chew, of course.
Absolutely.
Wishing you and yours a happy holiday. It's the Computer Corner, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
Oh, bite me!
That's exactly the one. Well, that's from, my goodness, that's from a contest we did 5 years ago, isn't it?
Nah, not 5 years ago, like 2.5 maybe.
Get out.
Yeah, I will.
Look at the date of the file.
I'm sorry, I got to go. All right. Say get out.
We're talking about computers, of course, every Saturday morning, but we have lots of information posted at our website, datadoctors.com/radio, for those of you that are participating in the rebates. Tips like, read what the rebate says, because they all have expiration dates.
Yes.
Some products on the shelf with rebates have actually already expired.
Many times.
Make copies of all of your rebate forms and your receipts, because if you send the original and you have no copies and it gets lost in the mail, they're going to go, what rebate? And my goodness, it does tend to happen.
Make sure you read the fine print where it tells you that you must fill out these items and you must send the original and it must be this. Make sure you read all that very carefully, because if you don't do any one of the little things that they have listed, you're disqualified from that rebate if they want.
Right. Some of them, I think, require a little blood, too. A little blood sample.
Yeah, they might do that. And also make sure... what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Make sure you do it, though.
Okay. Whatever he was thinking, folks, make sure and do that as well.
Absolutely.
While he tries to gather what's left of his marbles...
Let's talk. Not yet. Okay. I got an email that's...
Well, I didn't think you'd be able to put two thoughts together, so...
Dude. Clarence writes in something that's real, real common. And his question is specific to faxing, and he says, I have enabled the MMS Fax Configuration Wizard. I find no provision for faxing from 623 to 602 and 480 area codes without the 1 prefix. Now, this is not just within faxing. Any kind of thing your modem is trying to do, if you're trying to do it into one of the other two area codes that is here in Phoenix, and it's trying to put a 1 in front of the area code, that means you need to just go and adjust a couple of settings. So anybody who's having that kind of problem, listen up here. Here's what you're going to do. You want to go into your control panel.
Well, which version of Windows? Because it's different on the different versions.
I'm assuming this is for most versions of Windows. If you're in your control panel, you can look for a phone and modem options or modem options, either one. And if you're in Windows XP, you might have to click on the printers and other hardware first to get to those options. Once you're in there, though, you want to look specifically for the different locations. And there should be like a dialing rules tab. And there's different locations that you can dial from. Generally, there's only going to be one location set up there.
Yeah, what you're looking for is area code rules. You'll be able to tell it specifically. So now this is where the help, whichever version of Windows you're running, just go to the help index if you can't find it, and type in area code rules. And
right.
It'll tell you exactly where it is in your computer.
When you find the area code rules section, you just need to add some new rules. And basically what you want to do is add a rule for each of the zip codes that you're not in. Or area codes. Zip codes, area codes. You know,
so if you're in 602, you need to add an area code for 480 and 623 that say don't dial 1.
And it's very, very simple. When you add it in, you type in just the area code you want the rule to apply to, and you say "I'll include all prefixes within this area code, of course. And then you just say,
okay,
don't dial. It won't have a 1 checked by default, and you say okay, and that's it. Or you can check the box in front of it if you want to do something different. This also applies if you have call waiting. You can tell it to turn that on or disable the call waiting. If you wanted to call using some kind of calling card, you can do all kinds of things with this, but very simply put, that's how you get rid of the ability.
Area code rules, and we'll try to post some stuff in our show wrap-up notes. You got that, Michael? Area code rules. She's
so down with that, it hurts.
She gave me the index finger okay.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go and talk to Mike.
Mike, where's Mike at?
Mike,
there's Mike.
Mike in Phoenix, welcome to the Computer Corner, and happy holidays.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I got a question about AOL. For some reason, every time I boot up my computer, it automatically tries to log on.
Yeah, that's the almost online. That's what AOL stands for, almost online system. No. Actually, what that is you have something in your computer, like an antivirus program or possibly spyware or something you may not necessarily want in your computer, that is prompting your computer to go make a connection as soon as it starts up because, for instance, Norton Antivirus has what's called a live update feature, and it's set to automatically update the antivirus code on a periodic basis. Uh-huh. And so you may be due for an update, and it's trying to get you to dial that connection. So, because once the connection is made, it'll automatically start the update in the background.
Oh, I see.
Or
I see.
You have what's called spyware in your computer that's trying to report, trying to send home, you know, phone home some stuff about what you've been doing on your computer. And so any one of those things could be causing that automatic dialing. It's not unusual.
I got a quick, another quick question.
Yes, sir?
I recently downloaded MemTurbo.
MemToonerol? Yeah. MemToolBar. Oh, MemToolBar. Is that some kind of new sushi or something?
No. MemTurbo. Turbo.
What?
Oh, Turbo.
Turbo, yeah.
Well, that was a mistake.
And for some reason the computer sometimes it freezes.
Yes.
Get rid of it. Get rid of that program. It does not increase your performance. All the stuff that it told you it would do.
Uh-huh.
It's a bunch of what they call hooey.
Okay, but for some reason when I downloaded it. It told me to give my credit card number and all of that, and it's like a 30-day guarantee. How am I, can I just uninstall it?
You need to go back to whoever you made this transaction with and see how they handle this 30-day. See, they ask you for the credit card because after 30 days they're going to start charging you unless you do something in specifics.
Okay.
In other words, you have to go to a certain website and it's not like... You know, you're going to have to go back to that website to figure out what that thing is, and then also watch your credit card statement and dispute the charge if they do charge you.
Okay.
Okay, these programs that claim to make your computer do...
They're going
to
make it go faster just by downloading this program.
Yeah, it's like waxing your modem trying to make it go faster, I think.
When I try to install it, it makes it go slower. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll go slower. It'll cause lockups. They're trying to make money, and whether or not your computer runs faster is really not their concern.
Junkware, we call it.
I guess not.
Yeah. Hey, folks, and I think you probably saw like a banner or something come up at a website that you thought was you thought it was probably Windows telling you need this because your machine's not running too fast, and people think that it's a system error, and in fact it's just an ad that looks like a system error. In fact, we're going to have to do a show where we compile a list. Somebody's out there creating a website that is posting up these banners so people can refer to it and go, okay, that's not Windows. That's actually somebody advertising, trying to make it look like a Windows error.
Yeah. That's what caught me off guard.
Yeah, so be careful about that. Unfortunately, until you've been taken once or twice, you may not be ready for these things, but fortunately, you'll be more careful next time you see something that looks like a Windows error, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, good luck, man.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. And by the way, folks, a lot of spyware is hidden in these little programs. Spyware is software that basically tracks your usage on the Internet and sends the information back to a marketing company so that they can try to advertise to you some more based on what they see you doing on the Internet. So we've talked about AdAware, which is a program we've got posted all over our websites, our TV show, radio show. It's a great free program, AdAware, Ad-Aware. If you don't know how to find it, go to your favorite search engine and type in Ad-Aware. It's a free download that will look through your whole system and get rid of all the spyware that you have, and I'll bet you probably have 10 or 20 different pieces of spyware in your system if you download stuff from the Internet. I'm betting. I'm a betting man.
We got about a minute before we need to go to break, so you want a Geek Speak of the Week, or what do you want to do?
You know, I don't even have that stuff in front of me, so I don't...
Okay,
I can tell you...
Let's just go to a break now, then. We'll figure out all that stuff, and when we come back, we'll do the Geek Speak of the Week. We still have coming up on the show our WebAttack.com free download of the week.
Well, I know what the Geek Speak of the Week is.
But, no, you just hold your horses now. I already started going to break, dude.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
We got Ann, Ron, Ken, and some other people, but our phone system's doing weird stuff, so we'll figure all that stuff out, get our technical difficulties sorted out.
I guess this is a good time to say, give me a break.
Yeah, and we'll be right back here.
Arizona always has...